Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you. And I am here to wake up America, a phrase I coined back in 1989 on my AM-FM radio shows in Southern California. Only my phrase was, wake up America is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare. Well, it appears that I was prophetic for some reason. And at that particular phrase continues to be repeated after 2000 over and over again. And it's on Tucker Carlson's book. It's President Trump who says, wake up America, and the rest of the country says, wake up America many, many times over. So just to let you know, I coined that term in 1989, not realizing how important it would be to the history of the USA as more and more Americans repeat it as they continue to wake up, especially the generations who have come up through that particular time in, after 2000, about what is happening in and to our country. Well, today we're going to enter into the world of justice and not so much authors and experts as we do every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. We will enter into the world of justice. But first, just to wake you up, I wanted to say that I wrote a book for this time in history with 8 years of research that is on Amazon.com and Kindle paperback and hardcover. And as one reader who is a bestseller wrote, it will knock your socks off. And a critic said, readers will be very concerned about their humanity worldwide. So I don't want you to miss this political satire. It's a historical political satire written just for you to wake up your family, friends, and your fellow countrymen.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, welcome back to Colombo Chronicles Live. This is just a special show today to join into the Justice Club. As I am a longtime advocate for justice, media has awarded me for being a crusader for justice and for helping people across the nation and around the world for 30 years. And today I want to discuss something very important that I think everyone should know about and think about and come to your own conclusions, of course. Do your own homework, do your own research, and come to your own conclusions, because it's you who should be deciding what to believe and not to believe. You shouldn't believe me. You shouldn't believe anyone else, but consider it and think about it as food for thought, and then do your homework and your research and make sure that justice will prevail in the United States of America for everyone, not based on persecution changing to prosecution or prosecution changing to persecution because of political dislikes of a personality, person whose politics do not reflect that of the other party. Very important that everyone receives a fair trial in a non-biased state, a non-biased county, and by non-biased jurors and a non-biased judge. But this is what's happening today as the world is watching prosecution turned into persecution. Well, others believe that it is just prosecution. So we have an article that I wanted to share with you because it's rather surprising. Bill Barr says he will vote the Republican ticket despite once calling Trump a 9-year-old child. Bill Barr, Donald Trump's hand-picked attorney general, turned local critic, and appears to have had a major change of heart as he has now announced that he will support the Republican ticket in the 2024 presidential election. Asked on Fox News, America's newsroom, on Wednesday about whether or not he would support the former president in November, Mr. Barr responded, "I've said all along, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country." And that was a quote. While he didn't name Mr. Trump specifically, he said, this is a quote, "And in my mind, I will vote the Republican ticket. I will support the Republican ticket. I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda." The Trump administration former attorney general added, "Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but a continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion." I want to add here that this is a very bad precedent because George Soros has donated millions of dollars to people running for office in the DOJ, including judges and prosecutors, especially in New York and California, all the blue states. And he has appears to have them wrapped up, and he is puppeteering of the direction he wants our country to go. And that direction is not secure borders. It is not secure borders. It is open borders, which has been planned by the likes of him and his ilk to destroy this nation, to create chaos, civil disruption. And when you create chaos and crisis and civil disruption, you will end up having a country under police state and martial law. So I want you to remember that, how important this is, this case is, and the precedent that it is setting is very, very bad for future presidents and past presidents who can now be called out on anything they did for affairs they may have had or child abuse or any other crimes that they may have allegedly committed during their time in office. So on that note, I'm going to close, and I'm going to say thank you so much for listening, and think about it before you make your decision in November. God bless you. God bless America. And may God keep his hand on America and the rest of the world.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.